I just watched the news for 15 minutes, and goddamn am I depressed. And I just spent an hour on fucking Facebook until I realized
so
that
we didn't put out an episode last week. Or I guess this week either. But that's because season one has ended, and so we decided to do a season recap where Kyle and I, you'll see. I mean, we get drunk, we talk about the season a little bit, and then we talk about stuff that doesn't matter. I mean, yeah. So this is our season recap, and then we'll get started again. Normal episodes, writing scripts and stuff next Wednesday.
I'm about.
You're about intimacy. Big IT guy.
Yeah, big IT guy.
All right. There you are.
Nothing but.
Unfortunately, that book has never been checked out. But I like your openness to be that book.
Yeah. And covers collecting dust, but.
One of well designed cover? Yeah. Design yourself?
No, I outsourced it.
Commissioned it. Yeah, artists need work, Kyle.
They do. Yeah. It's community.
All right. Well, I've decided to start recording. I know what you're drinking.
You didn't even touch a button.
I did touch a button. I did.
That was just
unbeknownst to you. Yeah. There's lots of buttons being pressed everywhere we go.
What else are you doing behind my back?
Oh, apparently? You have no idea. I'm plotting lots of things against you.
Oh,
yeah. Why do you think I moved in?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, there's the first thing, Kyle. You said our house. I'm already 5 steps ahead of you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what are you drinking? We're drinking this time.
We're drinking.
Yeah. Last time we drank, we accidentally deleted the podcast. So. Which I apologize. I think that's my fault.
It could have been my fault. I didn't do anything. I was so useless in the writing process of being drunk, which is something I learned. I can't be drunk and write or be creative, really.
One drink, maybe.
But even then.
Even then. It's like a half hour to an hour
yeah.
of like good work. And then I'm just like, well, it's time to go to the bed.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought I was going to say bathroom, but I said bed.
Well, you should probably stop there first.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm going to brush my teeth.
Of course.
I'm not a monster.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit.
Do you floss?
No, I don't think I've flossed since a long time ago. I'm really bad about that.
It's an amazing feeling.
Is it?
Going from like weeks of flossing. Or like not Ooh. Flossing for a long time and then flossing again.
I'm just afraid I'm just going to bleed a lot.
Well, you got
to. I already have bad teeth. I mean, and I think I need to attain to those bad teeth to not have said bad teeth.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of like riding a bike or riding a skateboard. Like the first, you should expect some blood in your first couple runs. Some scraped knees and all that. But it's for the betterment of yourself and your teeth.
Yeah, I know.
Says the guy who has bad teeth.
You don't have bad teeth.
I don't have great teeth.
I mean, you don't have bad teeth. I'd rather have your teeth. I'd trade for your teeth.
Really?
Yeah, I would. I hate my teeth. I have stains on my teeth. It's bad. I don't like it.
Hmm.
Very self-conscious about it, especially in high school.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore. I don't really care anymore.
Yeah.
Really. It's only when I talk about it, if I'm like, oh, what flaws do you have? I'm like, a lot, but mainly the ones you can see.
Oh, nothing.
My face.
Is your hand in front of your mouth?
It's well, just
oh man.
All right, well, this is
we planned that.
That was a bit.
We came in, we were like, so we're going with the teeth bit.
Yeah.
Right off
insecurities,
the
which one?
That. You're gonna love that. Yeah, which one do you want?
Which one? We got a lot to choose from. We did a whole brainstorming session just on that. Wasn't hard to do. Easiest thing we wrote. but we decided to do for every non-listener. Well, actually, that'd be a lot of people. For every listener, we decided to do a end of the season recap. I think we're going to do 12 episodes per season. You know, just like we're a TV show.
Yep.
And unfortunately, we can't get canceled. So we're just going to keep on trucking on. And we're going to talk about what we liked this season, what we didn't like, the scripts we enjoyed, the scripts we really didn't like, and what we're going to do next season, and other stuff. We're just going to get into it. So right out of the top, what was your least favorite podcast?
Sheesh. me see the list again. Podcast or script?
Because if it's let's go podcast first.
If it's podcast, it's got to be the first one. I didn't know how to speak on.
Oh, we were terrible. We still don't.
Yeah, and we just kept the whole editing session on there. We're nuts.
Oh my god, that was terrible. How naive.
Yeah.
How naive of us to think people might enjoy listening to us edit, and then you listen to it, and it's just these long pauses and just.
What about?
How about? Nah.
No, what if he's like, you know, not like that, but like this? Yeah, it's good. All right, but what if this is like this? No, but like, yeah, all right, but yeah. It's just a lot of that.
And yeah, and it wasn't
even. It wasn't entertaining.
Yeah. And then we didn't even write a script.
No, that's true. We did.
We just talked about stuff we would change if we were good writers.
Yeah.
And we're not. So. Yeah. I think, you know, if we didn't have all the other scripts that we did, and we were super unbusy and nothing. That was a terrible word. Unbusy.
It can't be undone. So
it can't be undone. Keep on trucking. If we weren't so busy with all the other random stuff we do, I would say that would be a fun one to go back to because I think that would be an easy one to shoot. And when you said, I want you to star in one, I think we should do that. I don't want
to star in Mr. Bellman.
I don't want to star in it. I guess I do. In a sense of if I have to do one, I think it would be fine to do that one.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. And then I'll do the Canadian one.
Yeah.
I'll really warm up to that.
I like that one.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, that doesn't have to be your first one.
Yeah. I think I have to agree with you. Our first podcast was awful.
Yeah.
It was terrible. The production value, poor.
Yeah, poor.
The audio, just quality was bad.
Yeah. I remember just hearing my laugh like every other 2 seconds, and I was just
That is something I learned from this podcast. I hate my laugh.
Yeah,
it's a cackle.
Yeah,
and I didn't know that, and I'm kind of mad at you and all my other friends for not telling me this. Or my other hypothesis is that I tried to change my laugh on podcast, and it's terrible. And now I'm just have to listen to myself laugh. And I'm no good at editing. I can't change my laugh.
You're good at editing.
I'm no good at it. I'm no good.
You are. You're fine. It's. I feel like people don't notice anybody's laugh until it's like either A, obnoxious, or B, if it's like honestly the same every single time. So if you have somebody who's kind of like an animated, like, and it has like that simple, like, one. They're like, I don't know.
I know what you're saying.
Like, holy shit, he laughs like that every single time at something. And then maybe if it's genuine, they get that, like, if I'm genuinely like really laughing or something like that, it's either.
No, I like that laugh. I'm fine with that laugh really when it's loud, genuine.
Yeah, and or I go into like the deafening silence where it's like, oh my god, is he like choking and crying? And but
that, yeah, but that's I'm adorable.
Like, I'm trying to push out all this
that's adorable
air and laughter that's just like been built up and just like shot out of me.
You're complaining about something that I find adorable. My problem is that I'll say something, think it's somewhat funny, laugh at myself, hate that laugh, and then listen to it. And then even though you are like, oh, that's funny, and you're laughing, I still feel like I'm forcing you to laugh, even though I know that you don't laugh for no reason.
I feel like I do that too. I feel like I laugh at a lot of the things that I say immediately, and I'm like,
wow. Yeah, but you know what you do? You go, you say it, and then you go back here, and you go, like, and you can barely, when you're on, I'm like, you can barely hear it.
Really?
Yeah, and it's great. And it sounds right. Yeah. Mine is not. It's terrible, and I don't like it. And I've been trying my hardest not to laugh anymore.
Hmm.
Not because I'm self-conscious, because I think that you don't want to hear somebody say something and then go, I'm funny. That made me laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
And then laugh into the mic obnoxiously.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's something that's a little wrinkle we can smooth out in season 2.
Yeah, no, I hope so.
I'll just be your laughing police guard.
Yeah, no, you give me a look. You give me a look.
Police officer. I don't know. I don't know the rules.
There's no rules here, Kyle. Mr. Police
guard officer.
All right, then let's switch gears. What was your favorite script that we read? Not that we made, that we read. Like the color. Not your favorite blue script. These aren't all of them. Here, I'll go here. These are all of them.
I think
it's got to be Cockman too. I know you printed that one out, put it up on your ceiling.
Yeah.
So the first thing I see
when I wake up, and the last thing I see before I go to bed.
Yeah. Hopefully you dream about it.
Which one was Reborn? Which one was that one?
Oh, Kyle, this might be your favorite one. It was the one where they tried to save Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite one.
That was easily my favorite one.
Yeah.
That one, I was going to say A Slice of Pumpkin Life still, the second episode.
Yeah.
That script, really, I really like that one because I liked how...
The characters are painted really well.
Yeah, and I think... I don't remember, don't quote me on it, but I think that was one that was like a student in college wrote that for like a week.
It was a week challenge or something like that.
And I don't know, they did such a good job to where it's like, I'm sure they brought that to somebody and somebody was like, this thing has so much potential. Great job, at least just writing it down, mapping it out.
Yeah. No, I think I have to agree with you on that. I
really like that one, but Reborn was so good. That was a legitimately high quality script. Yeah, that was a legitimately funny and high quality script. The jokes were tight, the ideas were funny, the execution at the end was hilarious. The whole like dynamic of like Judas pimping out Jesus to like promote this religion is hilarious.
Yeah.
Really like sacrilegious twist. Wasn't Judas?
That was our part that we added. But he was pimping out.
Yeah, but in the original
Judas was trying to save Jesus, and his little goonies underneath him fucked it up. And he was like, God damn it, I'm going to get fucked for this.
And he did. It was pretty funny. That was good. Damn, we're good. We did make a good one out of that one, too.
Yeah, I thought. That was the one where I got a bit cocky, and I was like, all right, I shared the fuck out of the first two. And then I was like, our friends will listen to the third one. So I sent the third one about. And I was like, we're going to have people listening by now, baby.
We got a Patreon going, baby.
We don't. But we got soon. If anybody wants to start a Kickstarter for
a Patreon.
Yeah. We got to know you're invested before we invest.
And other listener, kickstart that other person's Kickstarter for our Patreon.
Let's just get a whole train of Kickstarters going. And then eventually we'll have a Patreon. Everybody else will be happy. We get a couple dreams going.
Exactly. It trickles up to the top. Trickle up economics.
Everybody knows that's how it works. Uh-huh. Jesus.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got a little cocky about it. Hmm. And nobody watched it. I think it was our least watched episode. Which hurts my soul a little bit.
Because
here's my other concern with that one. The joke. You know the joke. Our favorite joke. I think it's our favorite joke that we've ever written is when Jesus comes in and he throws the cross down and he goes, this is fucking bullshit.
Oh, it was the stilts.
It was the stilts. He throws the stilts.
He was walking on water.
Air quotes. And he throws the stilts and he goes, this is fucking bullshit. And he's like, first you have me running around with people with their eyes closed, like, what? I got sandals on, dude. And we're dying.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
I think that was something that we thought was the funniest shit that ever happened. And, you know, at this point, I think that the listeners are wrong because it was.
It was.
I don't know how many people watched it.
Anybody who says anything was funnier than that line that we wrote
is a liar. I mean, and that's fine. It's a fine. Just call yourself a liar. We'll know you're a liar, and that'll make us feel a little bit better about ourselves. It's only got one download. Pretty sure that's me. Yeah. To let you in on our analytics here, top download is Cockman 2. No surprise. 18 downloads. From Soviet Russia with Love. Do you remember this?
I remember that.
Which one is this?
That was the Spartan brand version of
It wasn't the hamster one because we accidentally deleted which, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
No, this I love that one. This one was from Soviet Russia with Love. Was the store brand version of Pumpkin Slice of Life, but it wasn't a documentary. It was about a dude who pay rent and then went to a pumpkin carving competition.
Oh yeah, I actually ended up liking that.
The one we wrote, I liked.
And the original one, I think that was the best one of the best transitions. Honestly, I think Inkspot was okay.
Yeah, I thought Inkspot was okay.
Cockman 2, I think we did our best, and I think it was fun, and I think I thoroughly enjoyed making it. Yeah. From Soviet Russia with Love, I thought we did all right on it. Yeah. But I think that was our second best, like, from where it started to where it ended up, amazing, right? The growth. Uh-huh. But better than that was our most recent episode, Almost Gone. I thought that was amazing.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite one to perform.
Yeah, me too.
Because I just completely ripped Dan Harmon's Justin Roiland.
Yeah, and I loved it. I just wish you just dove into that voice and just took it home.
Kept going with it. It's just not fair. It's just, I don't own that one.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was just special for that episode, and I loved it.
Here's the thing. I think we need to commit to voices harder. You do way better voices, and I pussy out and definitely don't commit to voices. I don't really know why. I think it's because I have a deeper voice than I do. I don't. Yeah. And I think I can't do female voices, and I should just commit to them. Mm-hmm. And it's a real shame that I don't do that.
It's difficult to do voices for a script that we've never even seen before.
Well, I'm saying on ours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On ours, for sure. On the ones that we have, just get into it.
Yeah.
I don't see why we don't.
Yeah, why not?
You do a much better job than me.
Maybe we could have like a board of like, what are like...
Oh, like make a voice list?
Make a voice list.
And just like, we have to choose one?
Yeah, yeah.
A male and female. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Right. Where is my notebook?
I put it right down here.
Bother me.
My voice kind of just. There's a pen in here.
Yeah,
that's all in one place. Look at you.
Yeah. Yes.
A voice board.
You know what? I think this is a good time. We're going to pause and we're going to get a refill on drinks. Is that kind of cookie that is you could leave out for a long portion of its life and it'd still be pretty soft. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they do it, and I know it's not healthy, but I like eating it. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely one of those things. I don't know about you. Cookies, anything baked like this, brownies, cupcakes, other baked things. I can't eat more than like one without my stomach telling me to go fuck myself.
Yeah, that's something.
And I think that's good.
I think that's good too. I think if
everything in proportion.
Mm-hmm. I think if age 10 through 18 year old me had that realization, I think I would be a lot better looking and confident. I'd probably have more money too. I think it goes back to that incredible metabolism we were blessed with in our youth.
My God, you remember that?
It's not fair. It's really not fair. I had Taco Bell 3 months ago and I'm still recovering. Honestly, it is all just points. But
I just destroy my body. I've been so much better about it because to be frankly honest with you, I am so much better about it because you never eat it. I've never seen you eat it. So it's not that I think you're like judging me and you're like, wow, what a fucking slut. I know you but it's one of those things. It's like an unwritten thing. And now I'm saying it is. He doesn't eat like shit. I shouldn't eat like shit.
That's really flattering.
Yeah. No,
I just don't eat fast food. I still like fill that void of like bad food. Usually,
I only do that.
Snacking or like some.
I don't.
Yeah, you don't late night snack.
Not at all. I've taken snacking out of my life. I don't buy like I have those tortilla chips.
Yeah.
I only eat them when I'm like blackout drunk.
Nice.
Yeah. Huh. Or I have like Chipotle and I've ran out of chips, or I have leftover like Qdoba, heat that boy up, use the chips for that, a chip dip.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll use, but I'm not a big snack guy anymore.
That's a good habit to kick.
Because I used to be like dangerously bad. Mm-hmm. Like walk over to Walgreens, Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
Just like we used to do it together.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Just the most terrible shit.
Yeah.
And I've replaced it with, if it sounds really simple, but my dad, who's not super healthy at all, he said something to me. If you aren't hungry enough to eat a whole apple, then you shouldn't be eating.
That's a damn good lesson. That's
yeah,
weird.
And he told me that at 25. Yeah, he told me that at like 19, 20. And because he's been like trying to lose weight and he's been doing a pretty good job about it. I'm proud of him. He's like started going to the gym. I'm like really proud of him for it.
Yeah.
But but that was the one thing. And so what I saw, and then to double up on that, is I started buying these massive Honeycrisp apples. So when I think about it, and I go, if you're not hungry enough to eat an apple, and now my vision of an apple is like eating a fucking watermelon, I'm like, I just don't snack. And then on top of that is if I do snack, it's blackberries, strawberries, and apples. I think that's where a lot of my weight loss came from, is from that. And it's not like an amazing story. I lost like 25, 30 pounds. That's it.
Yeah.
But like, I've just taken snacking out. But I've been so bad. I've been better lately in this house and in the last house, honestly, with Dan. But I would just go on a tear where I'd just be like, dude, I'll just get a $5 box from Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just get a four for four from Wendy's. And it's a little bit, I'm poor as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
But then cooking is even cheaper.
Yep.
But when I don't have time, that's the only time I do it now, is we'll be working or we'll be filming or we'll be doing something. And I will forget to eat, and I'll be like, if I cook, I will be really close on time.
Yeah.
So I'll just grab like something to eat. But yeah, I used to be, when I worked for Gazelle, oh boy, was it bad.
Yeah.
Qdoba, not shitting you. I'd get Qdoba twice a week, three times a week. And then sometimes, because I don't want to take Qdoba into work every time because I'm embarrassed because Gazelle Sports had the healthiest eaters ever because they're all fucking marathon runners.
Yeah, man, the worst kind of people.
I know, right? Fuck these people. Let's eradicate them. Leave the fats. And I would get it like after work instead. It was bad.
Yeah.
I was eating out every single day. Every single day. And then I was like, where is my savings? And then I was like, it's in those 30 pounds you gained. What a terrible trade-off. Oh, yeah. So, you know, you'll get this food that, you know, is all processed. And then eventually, you'll not even really like that taste anymore.
Yeah.
And then, guess what? We'll take your money from it. You'll have less money. But in return, feel bloated all the time. But at a certain point, you won't feel bloated because you just gained weight. Congratulations.
Is that one's bubble is now just your stomach.
Yeah, where you're like, yeah, it's a little bubble in there. Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Here I am.
Oh.
Ah, that's tough. That's tough. At least, I don't know, maybe that was for good. Maybe you kind of...
I hit almost a rock bottom.
Yeah, maybe it was that like...
It's a white guy rock bottom. Let's be honest, Kyle.
Yeah,
white privileged
guy, yeah.
Rock bottom.
Right. Yeah, but it's that... It's that same, like, it's from the same book of, like, all right, you smoke that cigarette, now smoke this whole pack kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And then after that, you're just like, well, I think I'm sick of this stuff, like, or at least constantly doing that. And I'm not comparing nicotine to eating.
No, but
they could be compared in the sense of excessive use, but I don't know. That's kind of good. It's kind of good that that happened now as opposed to, like, when you're 30.
Yeah, because I think my body's still malleable enough to where, like, I say, like, too much. And then I realized that I read my scale, and it went 199.8 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if I hit 200, I will kill myself. So then... What I did was I broke up with my girlfriend and then moved into a new house. And then literally a month later, I'm 20 pounds lighter, 25 pounds lighter, borderline unhealthy weight loss, let's be honest. And I'm feeling great. I'm not eating out as much.
Mm.
And, well, honestly, what I did is I did the one meal a day. So intermittent fasting.
Mm.
Intermittent. Words.
Yeah.
Intermittent. You know the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
That kind of fasting. Lost all this weight. Feel much better. And then I was like, oh, fuck it. Maybe I'll just not eat like shit. And I also, like, cut out pop. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
No really? Shit. Yeah, that's another thing. You don't ever drink any kind of soda.
No.
You rarely drink soda.
No. That was something I...
You cut that out early, though, didn't
you? Yeah, really early. I think that was, like, even middle school or elementary school, because I remember...
It certainly wasn't middle school, because we used to, like, get monsters.
That's true.
When
that's
we... But I think true, that was more true. Of, like, when we have sleepovers, we're young, let's drink monsters and stay up all night. Playing Gears of War and Madden.
True. Yeah. No, that was something that we did. But I think in high school I did cut it out because...
Yeah. No, that's...
Eighth grade, I was still kind of chubby. Sixth grade, I was really chubby. Seventh grade was just... I started sweating. That's what I remember seventh grade as. Is I just had really greasy long hair. And it
didn't we all, Kyle?
Going, oh, yeah.
Didn't we all? I had it until going into junior year, so.
Yeah.
Relatable stories.
Relatable, yeah. But in high school, I did. I just remember not being, like... Because I broke my foot going into high school, so I missed, I missed all of, like, football conditioning. And I was, like, thankfully enough, like, I knew the JV hockey coach, so, like, I had a referral of, like, yeah, he's good enough to make the team kind of thing, so... Yeah. That would have been really, I don't know, at the time, traumatizing. But
that would have put a huge dent in not only your physical, but your social.
Mental, social, all of it. It's because high school's a dumb ecosystem that thrives on just fickle and superficial prowess, I would say.
I mean, it's a mental state of mind.
It is.
High school.
Yeah. And it's props to every person who's not immediately popular or a hot girl, because it's tough out there, especially if you're, it's I tough. Feel like if you're a high school.
What do you say, Kat? You want to finish this bitch right here?
Right now.
Yeah, right now. All right, well, that was our about 35 minutes, so... A fucking talking about not this podcast. So we're going to talk about this podcast. All right. So what was your absolute favorite script that we made? I'm not going to let you choose A Slice of Pumpkin Life because we didn't make a script out of it.
That's true.
So we got Not Another Teen Vampire Movie, Reborn, Night Stalker, The Waiting Room, From Soviet Russia with Love, Ink Spot, Incident at the Corner Bar, Cockman 2, and Almost Gone.
I think...
Let me put it this way.
This one's... Okay. I think this is one you're not going to expect. I think my favorite script that we wrote, and I think it was one, because I think this was the first episode I had to write too, which was The Waiting Room. And I really like that one because, A, that's something I'm very interested in writing for passion projects, is just the thought of the unknown, or like this kind of like dreamlike state, or the afterlife. Either way, one of those. I really liked it because I felt like I had experience at least like thinking about these concepts in a short or like animated kind of comedy. I don't think... I wrote it as an animated comedy. The person who originally wrote it probably wrote it as a live action skit, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But
the way we messed around with it, you know what? That is one that went under the radar for me.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was going to go off the radar too. I was going to say Night Stalker. I'll explain why. Mm-hmm. But The Waiting Room and Night Stalker are both of these ones that we kind of found us having fun with. Reborn...
Mm-hmm.
I felt like we took it pretty seriously. I mean, I thought we made it pretty funny.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. I think The Waiting Room was one of the scripts that we got real loose on it.
Mm.
And I think one of the jokes that I would have been very surprised if you didn't bring up was when he made the window.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he's like, I can make the window. Go ahead, jump out,
yeah, go,
leave.
Yeah, go.
And just having this all-knowing being. And you loved playing around with that. And I think mm-hmm. that's where you really shined.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to have a character who is like endowed with like this infinite power is in they're very much in their terrain or like
yeah. their wheelhouse. They're just in their element.
Yeah, they understand.
Complete this. Control.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you're dead, but you can't deal with death. Believe me, I've been here since the beginning. I know what you're gonna do. You're the person who can't handle this. You two seem logical. You're gonna be fine.
Can somebody explain it to this bitch?
Yeah, she is struggling with this. I know how this works.
Yeah.
Let me just run this. But I mean, in that specific script, it's cool because they are pretty much like the carrot to like the group of huskies that are following. Yeah. So it's just showing us where we're going and how this world really works. So they're just this leader that kind of prances around, and then they're like, "Whoa, what is this?" And he's like, "Blah blah blah, this is that. This is that. Blah blah blah, blah blah blah." And it's those kind of characters are so interesting because down the line, with this ultimate power, that you ultimately kind of realize that they're lost. I don't know. They don't know the beauty and mortality, or maybe they understand it so much that they envy it because they're infinite. They don't know anything.
They don't have the perspective of it all. Mm-hmm. And that kind of gives them an enlightenment, but also kind of a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. And that'd be a really interesting thing to really explore, something like that.
But yeah, no, that was really something too, because at least for like my passion project, I love writing like dream sequences and shit like that, where like surrealist stuff happens, and you can just kind of, I think it promotes, it's like the essence of like creative writing in a script, to make something that's absolutely ludicrous sound not only like based in reality, but something that could possibly occur, or something that somebody else has seen. Because
with the dreams, it's very easy to think that way.
Yeah, and it does kind of seem like, whoa, like there's a rabbit, and they got like 1 foot that's like this, and they're like 8 feet tall, and they want to like know why my homework's not done, and then it's like, okay, you can have like completely absurd things, or you can have like completely profound, like almost like prophetic dreams that do, yeah, like stay with you weeks after you've woken up, and you're just like, huh, like that was insane. That was incredible insight into my own psyche that I didn't realize when I woke up or anything like that. But now down the road, it's like, holy shit, that was a premonition. I saw that way back when. I've never been in this house, but I did see this room in my dreams. Now that I'm entering this person's house, I'm now realizing this deja vu. I'm now realizing that
there's a word for it. It's not deja vu. It's like future
prophetic dreams.
Prophetic dream. Sure.
Yeah.
Where I go, I think to myself, this has happened, and I know what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say what happened because it's not truly. I don't truly know what's happening next. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, yeah, I knew that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then like that, yep, I knew that was going to happen too. Dude.
Yep.
You're like, this is happening. And it's not necessarily deja vu because you think it's happening again.
Yeah.
It's that, it's like, oh, I know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's like a really weird thing.
But like another thing, and I kind of went off the rails there.
Yeah.
But with writing dreams too, and if you are, I don't know, if you're interested in it, or like everybody's technically an experienced dreamer. But like when you're moving too, like movement while you're writing, like
we've talked about the way
things change. Like I think Adventure Time really did a good job with how to animate dreams and how they like actually do just kind of happen. Because if you've ever been conscious in your dreams or lucidly achieved lucid dreaming, you can see like an objective in a story that's being told, and then you can literally turn the other way. But when you're not lucid, you only think that there's this one way. Mm-hmm. And when you do turn, things completely change. You could be in a whole different dream. Yeah, you can be in a prison, an abandoned prison in an apocalyptic world over here, and then you turn the other way and it's a new garden with colors that you've never even seen before. Or just like people that you've, I don't know, something that's like you, everything, it could just be a literal 180 of something. Yeah. And then even when you're going in that direction, if you go a little bit further, it changes again. And then when you turn and look back, it's different than what it was.
See, I have that to a certain extent, but more of my dreams are that I realize I'm in a dream and I go, okay, I know I can wake myself up out of this dream. I can kind of like rip, and then I rip myself out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's like, I don't know. That's a weird thing. Dreams are fucking stupid.
They're crazy. They're crazy. That's why I like writing about them, because I don't know.
It's like dealing with the unknown.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. It's like kind of what we talked about.
It's exciting. It's an exciting, it was an exciting script. I was really happy that we landed on that one.
Yeah.
But let's talk about some Night Stalker. I really like that one too.
I like that one too. I was going to say, because this is more of, not your favorite, more like underrated, right? Because that's kind of what it turned into. I thought Night Stalker ended up becoming one of our better scripts.
Because
we took one that we weren't necessarily in love with, and we're like, okay, like, it's a cat that takes a shit too seriously.
Yeah.
And we, yeah, the opposite of the cat over there we got in the studio.
Yeah.
And we took it and we made it hyper serious and then made jokes about that.
Yeah.
A cat that takes things almost too seriously.
And a dog who will just kind of listen.
A dog will kind of listen, but also have his own kind of motives.
Yeah. And they're doing this out of fear of both their owners and the older cat. So, I don't know. You got a lot of different,
like, that older cat was like, we kind of threw him because we need some stakes.
Yeah, we need some stakes, but that's fine. When you achieve those four different characters in there, like, that's a huge thing. I don't know if you've seen it. You should look it up. But four corner opposition just makes for simple storytelling. When you have four different people who are kind of naturally opposed to one another, tension just naturally creates itself to where it doesn't feel contrived or artificial or anything like that.
And even though we barely mentioned, we use lore to talk about that cat more than we did making this
super big thing.
I also wanted to stay away from Almost Gone, because I felt like that one is by far my favorite.
Yeah.
I think it's well written, and I think the story is the most interesting, and I think it has a start, middle, and end.
Mm-hmm.
And it has shock value. It has a twist. Yeah. It has
subverted expectations
and
likable characters.
Likable characters that do terrible things.
Yeah.
And then at the same time,
it was a blast.
It was so fun to write.
Yeah. Once we figured it out.
It wasn't like we were trying to be sneaky.
No.
And we're like, oh, these people went here. And then we told them these people aren't bad, blah, blah, blah. We're just going for a weekend. And then they're like, oh, shit, wait, are they actually murdering? We went, these people are kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to kill herself. Okay. And then a normal story would go, that's their call to action. How do we solve her depression? Because it's that easy, right? We all know that. It's easy. Take a pill. Stop being a pussy. And
it's that easy.
We solved it. Let's move on to other things.
Let's find the local pharmacist.
Oh my God. We haven't found a cure for cancer yet. Depression, check. Cancer, next. Duh. Anyways.
Practically conjoined twins.
Yeah, whatever. But that's the call to action. We're like, okay. And then instead of going, okay, how do they deal with this? We just go, okay, she's going to murder people. And we go, okay, well, clearly these people are going to try to stop her.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. Let's murder these people. Yeah. And then we spared no expenses.
No.
You know, we did full, huge budget film. Right?
Yeah.
And we said, we're going to murder these people. We're going to murder those people. We're going to kill these people in cold blood.
We're going to get an adorable family and we're going to fucking kill them. Yeah. We're going to set them up.
And if you notice, if you notice in that, Kyle didn't want to kill him. He almost pussied out. And I said, you got the M16 there. Pull the trigger.
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you hurting? These people aren't real.
That's so true. There were points where it was like, I started going off the rails and you were like, Kyle, that's a little too dark. And you were like, I'm like, you're right. Like, you got to put the leash on me. And then all of a sudden towards the end, I was like, what have I created? Marky, you say like, this. Like, are you okay? Do I have to sleep with one eye open tonight?
Yeah. And then you were like, yeah. And then she's like cooking it up. And then you're like, I was like, what? Wait, what? And you're like, yeah, no, they're going to cut off the leg and they're going to ask for help. And that's going to be their bonding moment because they're going through rigor mortis. Yeah. And I was like, and the worst part, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, exactly. And then you were like, and then with the real capped off part of it, which is kind of our magnum opus, let's be honest here, is when we go, and then they're all having dinner. We have a kind of a conclusion. And that's our story. And then I go, no, wait, let's have the girl just blow her fucking brains out after.
Yeah, dude.
And you're like, the worst part is you weren't like, dude, you were like, no, I like that.
Is how I put up no, like, disagreement.
Yeah, no, you're like, oh, no, that's good.
That's great.
The only difference we had was that you were like, she blows her brains out onto her boyfriend. And I was like, no, 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 just onto the wall, Kyle. Calm down.
Yeah, yeah. Now what have I done? It's like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was so much fun to write. That was one where it was just where people are like, wow, being a writer must be so much fun. That was like, that's what it felt like.
Yeah, that's
what
why
being like a fun writer was being like.
Like, let's be completely honest with ourselves. Let's run through the list. Bellman's kindergarten class. Right. Okay, that's fun to write. Yeah. We enjoy that. Yeah. So that's one good script. We enjoy writing it.
It was good.
And we're like, this is good. This is good.
Yeah.
Not another Teen Vampire movie. Let's make our own script.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that script, we dog it.
Yeah.
It's probably not as bad as we think. It's not good.
I liked our rewrite, kind of. I like
the No, that's what I meant. Yeah, I'm talking about the scripts we wrote.
Yeah.
And then we went into Reborn. We go, damn, we're good.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. We're good.
Yeah.
All right? Got a little ahead of ourselves. Night Stalk, we're like, we're continuing the train, baby. We're fine. We're the train has left the station, and it's not going to stop.
Yeah.
And then we get to the waiting room. We're like, okay, you know, let's get silly. We've seen The Good Place. That we're cheating right now. Yeah, I haven't actually at that point.
Yeah, at that point. But then, yeah.
Yeah. And then from Soviet Russia with Love.
That's where I feel like it kind of took that dip where it was just like.
We're
This one hurt. This one was tough.
And we're like, oh, are we good writers? Inkspot.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, that's fun.
We're getting it back a little bit.
We're getting it back. And at the corner bar, we're like, okay, I guess we didn't get it back.
Yeah.
We're like,
yeah.
And then Cockman 2 was a bit of a struggle, but it was more of a vengeful hate fuck than it was we're writing because we're good at writing, which we're not good at writing, but we like to pretend.
I felt like that one was kind of cathartic too because we saw it and we were just so disappointed that we landed on this one.
Well, we were so excited at first.
Yeah,
I know I was.
First. Yeah, same here. How could you not be with Cockman 2? We landed on the second one.
Yeah, so we got to read the first one as well. But then Almost Gone was rejuvenating.
Yeah.
It was like,
because I remember hitting a wall kind of like 10 minutes in where it was like, where the fuck are we going with this? Because like I pitched the idea of like, well, let's write like a really obviously shitty indie movie.
And we're like, I was like, yeah, let's dive into it.
And then all of a sudden we just hit that moment where it's like, you just want to like kill everybody, like I'm tired of this already. And then it did just kind of progress into this ridiculous slaughter fest.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't think any of the ones we mentioned are worth listening to our editing hour. Almost Gone is worth listening to our editing hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not posted anywhere.
True.
And it won't ever be. But that's definitely one of them where we took a massive turn. While we were like, okay, well, this is us. We're going to go into the editing hour and we're gonna go do that. And then we got out and we're like, whoa.
Yeah.
We changed.
Yeah. And I think that's the first one we wrote here too at the current house.
In the new studio. Yeah. All right. So that's season one in a nutshell. There's another episode. What's the other one we did? We gave notes.
Yeah.
We didn't write a new script.
Was that what happened?
Yeah, it was. Remember $500?
$500. I do remember that one.
It was. What the gosh darn heck? Life's little pleasures. The two old men who robbed the store.
Oh yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed this. Mm. We thoroughly enjoyed doing this one. And yeah. This was interesting because I think in season two we're gonna try to do different things.
Yeah.
First thing.
Maybe experimental.
First thing we have. So let's talk about season two. So episode 12, which would come out by now because I mean it's I need to make it. It's Tuesday right now, May 21st, and I have not touched this yet. It'll be fine. Whatever. So that'll already be out when we put this out. We'll put this out Friday or something. Mm. And this one was interesting because this was more on the season two vein where we're like, we're trying new things. So we just gave notes and we told what we're going to do to change it. Mm. Right. And I had a lot of fun doing it because yeah. there was some really fun dialogue to do there. Mm. And this was another script that was really quite good.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember.
But it had some key errors.
Yeah. I think what we thought the key takeaway was like, and we're kind of picky. We're kind of rude sometimes where it was just like.
We're elitist about it for no reason.
Yeah. We're like.
We have no reason.
Comedy. Ta.
I've seen so much stand-up, I know how it works.
I understand comedy, and this certainly isn't that. And it was, I mean, clearly we're not that great because we didn't write a script for it. So
yeah.
we weren't like, how do we salvage this? It was again where it was just like, fuck, what the hell do we do with this one? So I guess, yeah, we did come to that determination of it's not terrible. So, you know, like, I think we took on the idea of like, what's it like to be in a writer's room? We haven't.
Yeah, that's what we did.
We haven't pitched feedback in a while yet, right. too. Like, what are the notes yeah. that we could accurately apply to it? Because right. the first one we did start out with was notes again. So.
Right. And I think that's kind of the idea of the podcast. Mm-hmm. It kind of morphed into some things.
Yeah.
It became a let's write a script.
Uh huh.
Let's write a script that's your story but better. Uh-huh. And then it became a let's write a script that has your characters. And then it became let's have a script that kind of resembles an idea you presented in your script,
mm-hmm.
which is fine how it morphs like that. But I think season two, we have some interesting ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I know episode one will have a guest on it for the yes. first time. That will be very exciting.
And we're not going to tell you who it is. Oh,
he's so famous.
Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, you can't give it away? You can't give it away.
He's the god of electricity. That's,
you're right.
I didn't invent mythology, but
he kind of did.
American mythology is the electric man. He's Electro.
Yeah, he's going to be giving lessons on how to fly a kite. I was missing the words. I found them. Benjamin Franklin will be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, you might as well hype it.
Yeah.
All 15 people. They'll
yeah.
love it.
Oh, yeah.
Who
isn't jazzed anytime they hear the word Benjamin Franklin? Everybody's like, fuck. Like, I did another
again.
Thing.
I got excited again.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So season two will have some more interesting guests.
And
it will have some yeah. guests. It will have some different ideas. We had some ideas where we do a take a full movie script and do it over the course of a couple episodes
mm.
and do a couple 2-part episodes, 3-part episodes.
Mm.
Kyle had an idea of some dueling script actions where we both go off and do an editing hour. We both make our own scripts and then we compare and contrast.
Mm.
I like that idea. Right? That really then it becomes M versus G versus scripts versus yeah. life. And other things. Yeah. So, and then even more exciting is not because you listened to this podcast and said, oh, I enjoyed this podcast, I would like to send in a script.
Mm-hmm.
I hoard myself off on Reddit
mm-hmm.
and I've gotten five or six scripts. So we will be doing scripts sent in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we'll get at least one conditional listener because I'll email them going, this is the script that we used your thing.
This is
so
it.
You're going to fucking listen and download it on all three apps. So it comes out as three downloads, not just one. I know you wrote
this 3 months ago, but we just got to it.
Yeah, we're busy guys, Kyle. We're busy guys. No, we're not. We're not busy guys. What else are we doing, Kyle, in season two? We got some shorts.
Oh, we got some shorts.
We got some shorts. That's on, you know what? We're making a whole company. We're making a whole thing.
Uh-huh.
We got some shorts coming out for Channel 101. Check those out.
Yeah, go support Channel 101.
Yeah, honestly. And I'm going to put this out, and I'm not going to edit this out this time because I did edit it out on another podcast when we teased it because I didn't want that pressure. But now I'm going to put it on me because I got to get to editing.
Yeah.
That's short. And our cartoon.
The cartoon, yeah.
Remember that? It seems dead, doesn't it?
A little bit.
It seems dead.
It seems like it's on life support.
It is on life support. I haven't pulled the plug.
That's fair. That's fair enough.
I don't think it's for me to decide that.
Mm-hmm.
So on that vein, Kyle, this abortion thing.
Well, it's very much alive, and it's not an abortion. If anything,
no, you know what? No,
we're,
no,
we're hitting,
no.
Like, we're like 9 hours away from the water breaking.
That is true.
For us to be like
real late term abortion.
Fuck it. I came in, I thought about it, I had a dream about it. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want that thing.
This isn't an operation done. It's a, okay, I gotta choke it out.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Well, I don't think I'm going to, we might do an intro for this episode, but we're not going to do an outro. We're going to do it right now.
Yeah.
We might take a week off because we work hard.
Yeah.
One of us does. And
well, no, I'd say during the week, I don't know, filming, writing, and doing other shit.
Yeah, no,
we're
we keep busy.
We're working on spec scripts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even mention the
Archer spec script, which I think if we got any viewers, it would be so great to post our Archer spec script
and have
people rip it apart.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it'd be great.
Nice.
Be very humbling.
Yeah.
Because this is just us. When we get no feedback,
yeah,
we just think we're killing it.
Yeah, that's true.
Why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
We are killing it, Kyle.
Exactly.
That cat's loving this shit.
Yeah, she's a good cat.
That's okay.
Great judgment.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Yeah. So season two, more wackadoo shit.
Yup.
More of the same shit.
We might even take on a different genre.
Ooh, that would be that would be interesting.
You know, we might really try to expand our horizons here.
Maybe get really drunk and try to actually do an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what would be even better: get a ghostwriter in here. First off, that's a whole nother topic. Do you believe in ghosts? But that's that's a different thing. We get a ghostwriter in here. I don't really know what that means, but what I do know is somebody who will write for us. We get drunk. We tell them the story. They write it down.
Who is this ghost?
I don't know. That's a current problem we have.
That is a current
We need problem. To surround ourselves by more creatives that write.
That's true. Which is tough. And
I think it's tough because we make it.
A non-profitable city, maybe. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I feel like
Here's what I would like, because I'm too much of a coward to do it myself. We should both sign up for open mics.
Oh God. Stand up for me is like,
I know. It
I
would
thought
kill
I wanted
you.
To do it.
It
I
would
thought
kill you.
I wanted to do it.
I know I want to do it, but I'm a coward, Kyle.
Yeah, true.
Because here's my I know that. Here's my biggest problem. And it sounds so narcissistic because it is. My biggest problem is that what happens if I do an open mic, I get on stage, and even if I don't do well, I get off stage and I go, I say to myself, well, shit, this is definitely what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have the work ethic to do it.
Yeah.
And that's... And But on the flip side of that, why squander my dreams so early?
Yeah, maybe.
Go on stage, bomb, and be like, okay, well, I suck at that.
That was rough.
My whole life is I want to be accepted, and that was the opposite of that. So I'm not going to do that anymore.
Something I thought I was a master in. I thought, in my mind, I was incredible at this.
Are you telling me that watching every stand-up special didn't make me good at stand-up? Yeah, I know.
It's tough. It's tough.
But if you do it with me.
Yeah, we'll just go up as a two-part team. Yeah. Share one mic.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yeah. We'll...
yeah, do the opposite of Neil Brennan's three mics.
Yeah.
Half a mic. Half a Here mic. We go. No. Yeah, can't even hear Ryan talk.
Hey, do you know why I don't like man buns? Oh, you're gonna love this joke. That's
right. Yeah. Oh my god, you guys are gonna love this joke. You're gonna love it. All right, here's Ryan. He told it to me earlier. I almost laughed.
Yeah.
And I'm tough to make laugh.
Yeah, I breathed out my nose pretty hard when he said it. No, but yeah, maybe that might be something.
Because I think entering that scene is obviously how we do it. Because we say, oh, we don't have these creatives with us.
Yeah.
And then we go, well, what do we do?
Mm.
What do we do to put ourselves in that scene?
Yeah, true.
And I don't think we do enough.
Mm.
Yeah, we got Marissa, Ashley, Plants involved. And I think that helps. But yeah, they aren't, they're great. No complaints.
Yeah.
Ashley's amazing drawing our cartoon. Marissa was fantastic on our short.
Mm.
Plants will be serviceable somewhere.
She's great.
She's great. Oh, she did our voice recording. She was good.
Yeah.
She was actually very good at that. That sounds terrible. But, but they're not going out of their way to be like, can I write with you?
Yeah.
Like, we've been thinking, oh, yes, let's force some of our friends to write.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Oh, great.
Like, I'm excited to have Pete on. Yeah. But it's not like he's coming to me with, I have these three scripts, can you read them?
Yeah.
It's like, Pete, I would love if you wrote more because you're a great writer, and I would love to see what you can create. But it's not like, oh, we're all in this, doing this shit together, which we've reiterated a number of times. We bring that out of each other, and I cannot be more thankful for this friendship.
Yeah.
Because it's made me, dude, we have 12 scripts. We have 13. We have 14 scripts from this podcast. Archer script, that's 15. Spec script. We have our cartoon, that's 16. We have short number one, that's 17. Short number two, that's 18. We have the MDMA commercial, which I helped you with, but that's mostly yours. I'll count it as a week credit, 19.
I'll give you 40.
I'll give. I just want some credit. I don't want anything more than like 20% credit.
I reject it.
Set of hitchhikers. So that's 19.
And then we had the original script with Drew, which is entire reason why
we started. Yeah. So we have 20 scripts done.
Uh-huh.
We have about 5 we like.
Yeah, true.
We have about 2 that are good.
Yeah.
Those 5 that we like aren't necessarily the 2 that are good.
Mm-hmm. No, but that is weird though, thinking about that. I haven't really thought about that in a while, but
that's something you gotta pat yourself on the back.
Drew is the reason why our friendship kinda rekindled was because one day I was feeling bored at my house and I was like, I'll just go to the library downtown for Grand Valley and maybe I'll find inspiration there. Didn't get shit done.
Shocking.
Was there for 3 hours. Maybe took a couple notes and then was just like looking up stuff and it's like, inspiration will just come to me. Didn't happen. Left defeated. Laptop in the backpack. I was like, fuck, what a wasted day. Just grumbling to myself. Drew walks by and is just like, oh shit, like I haven't seen you here. And he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, so I lied and I was like, oh, I just wrote a script.
Is that what you said?
It was probably something stupid like that. Either way, I was like, yeah, I'm just creating a television show. Like I just nailed like this whole season arc and all these.
Yeah, like I just got done with season three. It's being picked up, but you know, it's what I don't want to brag.
I just settled for Fox.
I settled. Yeah. I was trying to go NBC. HBO is like, it's too crazy.
HBO. No, but then he was talking and he was like, no, that's like really fucking cool. And he's like, me and Marky have been doing this, but we've been kind of struggling with just like starting or like.
Yeah. What we would do is we would just do ideas all day.
Yeah.
And we'd like have a day. We'd just do all these ideas and we didn't make anything. We would just be like, that would be cool. This would be cool. That would be cool. This would be cool. We should do this. We should do that.
Yeah.
Here's my idea. What do you think about this idea? It was never like, we do the opposite now.
Yeah.
We do the opposite.
Yeah.
We did do it for a while where you would come over to my house when I was fat living with Emily and you would come over and we would get these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then we go, okay, we eventually hit that point after we finish the cartoon script where we go, we just need to get shit out.
Yeah.
And then we just hit this fucking gear.
Yeah.
There was a 3 or 4 month gear where we were like, let's fucking mass produce and just script. So.
Yeah.
Now I think we need to shift into the next gear, which is produce short.
Sure.
Get 3 shorts and then just like the cartoon thing is like this long thing.
Yeah.
That I'm kind of like, I'm going to find an animator to do it for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to do it. I want to learn and I will learn how to do it through him. But let's be honest, like if I find an animator, it will probably get done. If not, it'll just take forever.
Yeah,
but
that's how cartoons go.
But make shorts. And just like do the old, I think it's like, I have this like notion. It's like, well, we're not doing it. We're 19 and 20. We're never going to make it. But it's like, if you never do it, you're never going to make it.
Exactly.
And it's not about making. It's about, I thoroughly enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I absolutely enjoy doing it.
That was the thing that we were, I think we were kind of scared about.
Mm-hmm.
But then we filmed that first interview scenes with Borowitz, and we had the cameras on you and we had everything going and everything was set up all nice. And we both kind of looked at each other and you said it. You're like, I'd rather be here than anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I really enjoy doing. And I went, I could not agree more with you.
Yeah.
And you know, you can say it's, oh, I want to like get fit. It's not about that. Cause I don't think that's so unrealistic.
Yeah,
and I don't think that's a good motive. And I don't think that's a true motive for me.
No.
I think at one point it kind of was. I was like, I would like to be known for being creative.
Everybody likes acknowledgement and validation.
Right.
So I think some
acceptance
of
is huge.
Yeah. And something like that. And
but it boils down to, do you like doing it?
Yeah, exactly. And that's such a huge part of it because that's,
do you have fun doing it? I have so much fun writing it.
I love acting in it too.
Yeah, you've been amazing.
I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, it's nice learning to, I don't know, another dimension. So you're seeing your writing, you're sitting there and you're writing like, yeah, this is sweet, I wrote it, I can't wait till an actor acts it. And then you actually have to act it yourself. And then it's like, damn, this is, the craft of acting is very crazy. There are amazing actors out there. If you're somebody who's like, I could be an actor, A, you probably could, but B, it's like playing guitar. It's like, yeah, you can pick it up and you can play a couple songs. Sweet. You know, a couple party tricks. But if you really want to be good, it takes a lot of fucking time. It takes a lot of like just mental
letting yourself go, letting go of this ego, be silly.
And yeah, and then just letting you just losing yourself and then becoming this character. Not saying I've done that in any way, shape, or form.
You've had moments. You've had some really interesting moments.
Well,
but you've been great, but you had some moments where I was like, damn, that was really great. That was amazing. I make sure I tell you that.
Yeah.
But even weirder is that, it's letting go of the ego is going to be your best work.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that I think kind of hinders me a bit because I listen to these comedians and they all say the same thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Once you let go of the ego, once you let go of all that, and you really are yourself to the full amount, you can find the funniest jokes, you can find your best craft.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really tough to like know that, but not do your craft so much where you get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm cheating. I'm reading the last chapter of a book, but I need to read the meat in the between. Just because the last chapter has the answers doesn't mean that the middle part isn't useful.
Yeah,
true. And I think one of the... That was oddly deep, but... but hashtag deep.
I'm 14.
Yeah. But what I was going to ask is, how was hearing somebody else that we're not totally comfortable with, Marissa, reading our lines and kind of putting your script to the fucking
stake? Burning it at the stake.
Just like, yeah, here's everything you wrote. It's somebody who... It's kind of questionable on, do I want to be do creative stuff?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? Is it funny? I'm by myself.
Yeah.
And then having her react to it and do it.
Mm.
That for me, I was like, okay, this is interesting. This is, I didn't really know how to reconcile with it. It was like, do I just like get all my, I like balance between being hyper director and being like, do this for me.
Mm.
And then being like, just have fun, be loose. Like, that's the main thing. But, and be like, oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah. We're fucking around. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, which it doesn't, true. But I do want it to be good.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you do a good job balancing that, where you give direction, where it's like, it's simple enough to follow, and it's not like...
voice recording is so much easier.
Yeah, voice recording is a lot easier. And having Ashley and Plants and even Haley and then Marissa...
Yeah, Haley was great.
It's really nice to have a learning process because when you have, that's something I think every person struggles with writing, like the opposite sex or somebody who's unlike them or like...
No, no, we're amazing at writing females.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you always forget about
that. It's just, I was, with this giant brain of mine, it's hard for me to...
It happens, Kyle. It happens.
Think like regular people, but
anyway. Don't be sorry for your brilliance.
But or like you're writing for like people who are different races than you are, like a different sexual orientation than you or something like that. It's one thing to perceive in your mind how this person would act, what they're doing, how they would deliver this line, and then having the actual iteration of
have
this actress come in and then perform. Sometimes, like some of the lines, she's like, this is really good, this really works, like you nailed that, and that's really cool because, that's a great moment because you're like, great, like I didn't, is that at that moment, I wasn't even really thinking of them as this, it was just, this is how a human would speak. And then there are moments where it's like, that's not how a woman would talk or like handle the situation at all.
And
like,
Rachel put us, brought us down to reality, and they're like, that's not how women talk.
No,
now it's like, that's what we needed to hear.
Yeah, that's right, that's true. Yeah. That's not something that. At least they would think of it that moment, at least like a majority of them or something like that.
Right. And that's just a lack of experience, I think, more than anything.
Yeah.
But I thought that the whole Marissa thing was odd for us. Weird. I thought it went well, but I just thought it was like a weird thing. Because when it's just me and you, it's so easy to just like pile through stuff. And just like trust your judgment. I'm like, if I go, I like that, and you go, I know that was good. But there was a time today, earlier today, I was like, you know what, that works. And you're like, no, I want to do more. I was like, great. And then there was also times where I was like, I need two or three more out of you.
Yeah.
Right. I think we have a really good balance about that. I think it's easy for us to be honest with each other. There are days where like you'll be more sensitive and you're like, no, that's fine, man. Don't worry about it. And like, even though it's not good. And then there are days where you're like a little bit more like, I can tell you're a little bit more sensitive with your writing. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Most days, I'd say like 95% of the days, I don't even think when we do that, it's negatively affecting us. It's like, just don't be a dick today. It's like, and then every other day we're like, just be a dick and get it over with and prove your point. But don't be a dick for no reason.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's one of the things that I really liked is that that Archer thing that we did, that you did really, really well.
It's the outline.
Is the thing that I like is when we do write, we try to make it like a writer's room and make it as professional as possible, even though we're not professional about how we do things. And that kind of speaks to this podcast too. It's like, we want to be professional with how we do it, but we want it to be loose. It's a weird balance.
That's the only way it feels like, right?
Because it feels fun.
I want to do it my way, in a sense. Because
otherwise, you're just doing the same thing over and over and over again.
And if the output is still the same. Why do I have to follow all these stupid guidelines of like this is this, this is this?
That kind of speaks to our last podcast. The simple pleasures, the main point we both hard agreed on was if your descriptions are perfect and calculated and fine-tuned, you're just like everybody else. And we kept saying, have some personality about it, right?
Yeah.
When you were bringing up that script that that one girl wrote that you really like, you haven't watched it yet. That Master of None girl.
Yeah,
you're like,
shy.
She got
shy. Yeah,
yeah, she got loose with her with her descriptions.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, finally. Like, I was like, that's not finally. Yeah. I was like, that's what good writers do. It's like you show your tone the whole time. Or at least show personality and show why. You get what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can be, it's like in sports. You can be a crazy, technically great player.
But you won't stand out.
But you won't stand out. And you're not, are you having fun? That's another thing.
True.
Are you having fun? If you're having fun writing like that, write like that.
Yeah.
That's great. Do your own thing. But I don't think that's for us.
No.
That's why I hate dramas.
Yeah, you're.
You want to go into it, Kyle?
No,
God damn it. Fuck Westworld. No. No. Get him back. Hold him down.
No, believe me, I hate. You know my seething hate for it as well. Right. We don't need to go into that.
All right. We've ran.
If you like it, you can like Westworld. That's fine.
No, you can't.
You're a monster.
Like
you can like it. It's just.
I don't respect you.
It's just not,
no. You can like it. I know there's reasons to like it. It's just no reasons
just,
I don't care for.
It doesn't seem. I don't know. It seems like they think the audience is stupid. That's just my.
They favorite. Also, you know we. No, I'm gonna pull
no,
back.
No. We'll pull back.
I'm gonna pull back.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pull back a little bit. On the flip side, Veep, love it.
Love it.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna watch that after we get off here, which should be right about now. We've rambled. I'll cut some of this stuff out. There's some stuff I didn't care for.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Well, tune in for season 2.
It's gonna be a good one.
It'll can't be worse than the first one.
I can't guarantee it'll knock your socks off.
I can't guarantee you'll be wearing socks.
Yeah, we don't know you.
But we'd like to. And if you would like to know us, write into mngversecripts@gmail.com. DM us on Instagram.
Yeah, slide right in.
Slide right in. On Twitter, too. I don't know. Can you do that?
Still say.
Can you do that on Twitter? You can direct message on Twitter, right? God, I don't know anything. Yeah, how about we land this turd? I don't even care what I was saying. What I'm more concerned with was when you were gone, I resorted to what else? Didn't have time to masturbate, so I resorted to my phone.
Uh-huh.
I don't have Reddit on there anymore.
No,
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm scared to go to sleep, Kyle. What am I going to do? Sleep?
What am I going to do? Not look at the internet? My dreams? Because that's what my dreams have come to.
The looking...
Dream memes, man.
It's not even memes. I just go on Ask Reddit and I'm like, searching for answers in all the wrong places.
What does it all mean?
What does it all mean? Same
same
10 questions every goddamn week.
Why is the snake playing the fiddle? Why am I thinking of my ex-girlfriend from like high school? Oh shit, another dream.
Speaking of which, god damn it. One of my friends, rightfully so, I introduced them. We went to a bar, me and Emily. And
which, okay, with Emily 1, 2, or 3?
3.
The
newest
one.
And
the newest, the Emily 3.0. Woo! Yeah. That's not
and,
fair.
And my buddy goes, oh.
There's only like 20 names. Like,
I know.
Odds,
especially because I only apparently date white girls. And my friend goes, oh, Emily, nice to meet you again. And apparently I was too drunk. I don't remember. But she was like, yeah, that wasn't super fun. Like, I'm not upset about it, but that wasn't super fun. And I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad. And, you know, I kind of think that it might be my problem that I've dated two Emilys in a row, not dated, but I've talked to two Emilys in a row that both have red hair. And that is a weird type. And then my last girlfriend was, guess what her name was, Kyle? It was Emily.
It was Emily.
Is that weird? Is that weird? Is the name weird? If they all looked identical, then yeah, it's super weird.
Yeah.
And they had the same name. I'm like, I'm very specific.
Well, I wouldn't say they looked identical. No, I don't think it's... I think it's just, like, the chances of that happening are so slim that it is kind of funny and kind of weird. It
has to be really funny.
But it's not like...
That is a Burbank Street bit on 100%. I say that like it's an established show.
Yeah, like everybody's going to be like, ha, I got that.
I got that reference.
Ha, I love this. I love these guys.
Yeah. They reference the show I know they make and I like already. That's why I'm here.
That's the same thing why I'm here. Love it. I know my people.
I understand that reference.
Yeah, but then... There is something kind of, I don't know, there's some kind of magic to the name of somebody. And when you're just, oh, well, I dated Emily, and then, you know, I broke up with Emily, and then dated Emily, and then, you know, broke up with Emily, and then dated Emily. You know, like, there's something just really inherently just ludicrous with that idea.
I know.
But, like, at the same time, it's like, that's nothing you can honestly control. It's nothing. They couldn't control it either. Nobody controls their name, really.
Because I'm totally somebody who's... I don't go out and get women, Kyle.
No, you do.
I use dating really apps. I'm terrible at it. So they gotta kind of come to me.
I see you at the bar all the time alone, and I, like, have to hide
like, out of residual embarrassment.
Because... You're telling people you're in a band. You have a guitar sign sixth up. To sixth grade. Telling them.
I know, it's terrible. So it just kind of happens. I don't go. It's a weird thing. It's something I needed to say.
This is your therapy, and the microphone is your therapist.
Yeah, I guess so.
Dr. Mike. Not creative. You didn't need that.
I didn't laugh at that. I was laughing at my own thoughts, Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll cut this whole half hour. Maybe this whole entire thing. All right, I'm going to stop recording.
Dubai season one, it was chill. Hags.
Hags, Kyle. Hags. Hags. Are you signing my yearbook?
I'm signing your yearbook. Like, it's
don't sign my yearbook.
I'm doing it.
It's embarrassing. Where do you want me.
It? In the back? I'm doing it in the
front. Oh, Kyle, that's where I get all the teacher signatures.
Baby.
In case I need a reference, Kyle, are you kidding me?
Right? You sucked in eighth grade algebra. You don't even have algebra, you high ass. Yeah, I know. I don't remember shit. I'm losing my friends. Being force fed what to believe
in, like politics and horoscopes. Cliche definitions of success. All right, so next week, I guess it would be, I don't know. Well, we'll get back on a normal schedule. This next episode will be with our first ever guest. We've talked about him before. It's Peter Nuttall, and the script we're doing is Little Swimmers by Michael Turry. The logline reads, Chet Randall is a man on a mission to get his sperm count tested. It is a mission that is not as easy as he might have imagined. 5 pages long, and it's a pretty interesting script because it's not that good. And then we take it and we have fun with it. Let's say that. Yeah. As thank you for anybody. So all 4 people, not the same 4 people, but 4 listeners over the whole season who actually turned on our podcast and listened to us. We appreciate anybody who actually took the time to listen to it. Of course, we thank simplyscripts.com for their continued non-advertisement. And Walter, etc., for letting us use the music. And if you have a script you do want to send to us, which we actually have gotten a fair number of them thanks to Reddit, you can send those scripts to mngversescripts@gmail.com. You can also send us some on Instagram or Twitter if you follow us and all that good shit. All right. See you guys in season 2. Like that.